Hello and welcome to episode 69, baby. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We've made it to 69. Now we can finish. Good work, everyone. See you guys someday. Bye, everyone.
Yep, that's the podcast done.
Yeah, we're done. We officially reached the target number that we targeted. Nah, I'm just joking. Hey, mate, how are you doing?
We're retiring.
I'm retiring from all podcasts because Moogle around reached 69.
Jesus, like, it's like, who did that? Like, the podcast, like, go down a bit. Like, damn.
Chili's not hosting podcasts? What would he do on an evening? I don't know. I mean, this is my second one this week, so.
Probably have a wank and play some far fancy.
Oh, God. Imagine how sore it would be. No. I mean, I podcast for, 3 hours most nights? That'd be really painful. No.
Ah, yeah. Well, to be fair.
He needs a break. Little Chili needs some space.
I'd like search like decent ones. I think like a good hour and a half.
Yeah, but not every night.
I don't know, not every. Some nights I don't even bother. I just go to bed.
There you go. See, there's a good night. There's a normal night. Anyway, in case I sound funny, I've got a red nose on because in England, the 15th of March, I think it's March, is Red Nose Day. So I, in celebration of Red Nose Day, I am wearing a nose because even though you can't see it, I'm just mental, okay? though I must admit, I am a bit annoyed that the noses now are loot boxes, pretty much. So, have you not seen the fact that you pay £1.25 and they've got different designs, but it's RNG what designs in the box?
Oh, I bloody hate those.
I was like, there's a 1 in 24 chance it'll be a frog. Ooh, it's a Red Nose Day. Why is it a frog?
I remember in the fucking old days where it was literally just a red nose.
Yeah. Mine is a person with a weird pair of underwear and a cool hat. I like mine. Mine is cool. Though I'm thinking about going in tomorrow to buy like a dozen. Even though it's going to be expensive just so I can see what I can get. Damn you, Red Nose Day, making me do good things for charity because of loot boxes and gambling.
I have red nose spectacles on.
See, those are cool.
But, you know, they don't have...
Why, do they have, like, actual red noses on the glasses? Because that'd be cool.
No, it's got like a little hat.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, it's actually got lenses in, but I can't actually see shit in these lenses because they're not my prescription.
Yeah.
It's like terrible.
So we're a Final Fantasy podcast. I guess we should talk about Final Fantasy.
Well, we should be talking about Final Fantasy,
but first, go to Nando's.
We are also British, and so we have to spread the joy of Red Nose Day because I know a lot of people who actually like listen to this podcast are mostly American.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what Red Nose Day is, it's basically a big charity event, you know, at school and the youth and stuff. Amazing. It's for like the poverty around England.
It's really good.
You know, Chile does a lot of charity work for America.
Yeah, I do.
You know, for Extra Life, because that's mainly an American charity organization. But you know, I don't know, one day if we become big and famous, we'll actually be a part of Comic Relief.
Imagine that week. That the year that Moogle Go Round is part of Comic... I mean, Red Nose Day. Or Comic Relief. They'd be the best.
Then you know you've made it in England. You're part of Comic Relief.
No, Red Nose Day. Remember, it's two different things. Comic Relief is the one with the bear. I think.
No, they're both the same thing.
Okay.
That's like Pugsy's Day or some shit. No, that's Sports Relief, isn't it?
I thought Comic Relief was the little bear.
Well, it says here, Comic Relief, Red Nose Day.
Okay.
It's the same thing. I guess it's just different ones.
Yeah.
The I can't remember anymore.
I can't remember. The one with the bear is cool as well.
Pugsy.
Pugsy, that's it.
He doesn't love it, but I've still got a bear. I've still got a bear. I'm happy.
Oh, Punty Bear. Yeah, I remember him. Oh, he's Children in Need. That's it.
Okay, see. A lot of stuff.
There's so many different charities that it's hard to remember. Because one, they do one year and one the other, so...
Yeah. We don't do one every year. No. We're on and off.
Which is good. It means that you've not got, like, a bajillion charities every year.
But we do like it. We do like it. It's a big turnout on BBC.
Well, David Tennant's going to be on it, so of course I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to watch that. He's funny as hell.
Ah, David Tennant is cool.
Probably, like, my second favourite Doctor.
It's close between Matt Smith and David Tennant for me.
Yeah.
I prefer more of David Tennant's episodes, but I prefer Matt Smith's Doctor. Especially the later halves of David Tennant, I liked his when he was going, like, evil-ish. He's like, time isn't the boss of me, I'm the boss of time. Yeah. My name is a Time Lord, for instance. Yeah,
Great Time Lords.
This is your Doctor Who cast.
Well, there is not much to talk about when it comes to Final Fantasy, because there's not been... We could talk about PvP, how there's PvP events going on, and a couple of, like, Twitch streamers are commenting on it. I think it was it Frosty?
Yeah, Frosty. Yeah.
It was like, it was Frosty doing it, and so, you know, like, that's all cool.
Well, they've got the, like, those regional things, because they're actually doing, like, esportsy tournaments.
Yeah, what's cool, but Final Fantasy is not really an esport. The PvP in it, it's kind of sublime. I had a talk with this with some of my friends, and it's PvP. It's nothing like, you know, WoW sort of PvP or Guild Wars PvP. Yeah. We could probably try and make that into esports. What they actually have, because you've got the WoW fucking championship.
Yeah.
What happens at, like, BlizzCon?
But the thing is, though, they've got Blizzard behind them for that, so they've got the, you know, the previous thing with Overwatch. Ah, my nose fell off. Ah!
Well, that didn't last long.
Oh, well, I shall put it here next to me to look at me with sad words. There we go. Oh, he's got little feet. He can stand up.
Oh.
He's a good little nose. With your feet, for some reason.
It's pretty interesting, because Final Fantasy right now is just...
Well, we're waiting for the next patch, and then this patch isn't really going to be massive. It's going to not be that huge amount to talk about, because we can't talk about main story anyway, because we don't want to spoil it for people, because it'll be the last main story patch until the release of the game. You know, expansion.
Well, expansion.
Yeah. And really, the only thing that's going to be in it is Hildebrand. And maybe Savage changes. I was talking to someone about how they might unlock Savage in this patch, and I'm not sure exactly. They might do, or they may not.
Unlock it so, like, the weekly clap's gone, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they will, because we haven't had the upgrade for the weapon yet. So...
Yeah, I think they would probably add that along with the unlock, probably.
Yeah, but we've got another patch after this, not long afterwards, with the world visit. So I feel like that's going to be when we get the unlocks.
Oh, yeah, the whole big server changes. And then...
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Right, it's going to be fun, but, you know, I'm going to be losing a lot. So I'm kind of mad.
Just remember that there will be server changes, and you will be compensated if you do have to move. You'll get some money back for that. We discussed this last week in the last podcast. Yeah. So, but yeah, Tuesday the 2nd of April. Oh, no, 1 second, where's the switch again? Give me 1 second, I have the stuff here. European servers. Tuesday the 2nd of April. There'll be a 24-hour maintenance.
Yikes. A lot more Devil May Cry then.
Yeah, but they've also said that if it lasts longer than 24 hours, remember this is the first time they've ever done this. So, there could be issues. So, if there is any issues and the delay happens, there will be free time added to your account based on how long it's going to take. So
that's cool.
They will compensate people for downtime after the 24 hours, because the 24 hours is scheduled. So
yeah, it's like I don't mind, like if they can like get it right where it's like,
yeah,
you know, like take all the time you need. Like, you know, yeah. I've got other games I can play. It's not like I'm playing Final Fantasy 24/7.
I'm playing.
Waiting for the expansion.
Just insert sense of name here right now, and it's fun. Tuesday, the 23rd of April, is the North American server. By the way, European server is called Light. North American server is called Crystal. Make sure you check out the Lodestone, because although we covered this 2 weeks ago, I don't want to cut this again, even though we'll pad out our podcast. We're not those type of people. We'll pad out the podcast. Oh, yeah, we'll do the shit out of that. We're not going to repeat the information again. Because...
yeah, you know, you don't want to sound like a broken record.
No, we don't. But we do need to warn you about this because of the 24-hour maintenance. 23rd of April, which will be Crystal. Just hope that if you've got friends on other servers, you're on the same data center still. Primal, I think most of them aren't moving. Yeah, there's not a single one moving from Primal. So if you're on Primal, you're good. Yeah, there's not a single one from Primal moving over to Crystal.
Lol.
Just Aether. Yeah.
Yeah, not to be fair, that has got... has got Balmung in the...
Gilgamesh is... Oh, I'm moving to Crystal. I liked Aether. Oh, no, Gilgamesh is moving, damn it. Gilgamesh is staying on Aether. Yay! Go me. See, I read Mateus, and all I ever think is that South Park... No, that Simpsons episode where it's like, calling Dr. Mateus. Mateus.
Every time I hear Mateus, I'm like, Bob Mateus, Bob Mateus.
Yeah, that's what I hear in my head as soon as I read that.
Bloody song. See, but, like, if you're an aberrant Final Fantasy player, you probably know that you're going to check out stuff already. You probably will know this by now.
Yeah.
Maybe. If you're lucky. Well, if you don't care about it, then... But I do take the piss out of it because I do have to move to raid. Which is quite annoying.
Hey, but at least the move is free. So
yeah, at least it's free, and we also got one of our good friends coming from Lich over to Phoenix, and then I'm moving from Cerberus to Phoenix.
I need to level up my EU character soon as well.
Yeah, I'm gearing up my next class. I'm going to be... So we've got Gunbreaker on Bubble, and then on Port Agro, we're going to be playing Bard, and we're going to be progging.
Nice.
As a Bard and a Gunbreaker.
I'm going to buy a boost. I know, shocking. I have no... By the way, as much as people hated boosts, I've never had an issue with them. If you're buying them for an alt character... I'm still a bit iffy if you're buying them, if it's your new first time playing it. I still find that a bit weird if you want to buy a story skip or an alt character boost. But if you're leveling up an alt character just so you can play with your friends, I don't see the issue. Really. So I bought alts for upgrades for both Gilgamesh and Hyperion. So
mine is Greg and Louis Soir.
Yeah. I'm going to buy a Dragoon for Gilgamesh and level up Dragoon. So I can be on the floor.
Oh yeah, when are you going to... What was it? Raid with...
Yeah, I'm thinking about trying to... Yeah, raid with Vegan Pete. The She Heals I Tank podcast at twitch.tv says She Heals I Tank. Also, I think I saw a Kooky Persona here at one point.
Hmm?
Hey, Kooky.
I like Kooky. I literally... Her tweets are kind of
funny. I always enjoy watching... I've been trying to catch Checkpoint XP more on a regular basis. They stream daily, so.
Yeah, I was watching play Mass Effect. I was actually getting really into that.
Oh yeah, that's Robbie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always enjoy streams.
I like watching Robbie. He's actually streaming right now. He's playing from fucking Apex.
Yeah, I just saw that. Go, you. Oh, Cookie left. I think she's probably gone back to the checkpoint.
Well, to be fair, we're not that interesting sometimes. Only sometimes. Only sometimes.
Oh, but, well, you know. It happens when we don't have content to talk about. Well, we'll have some content next time, though. So,
Oh, yeah. Well, as we now record it, I'm just going to spill the beans. I'm not going to fucking wait over until Twitter. Because I've been forgetting to use Twitter for the past, like, 3 weeks. I keep forgetting it's there. But, next episode, our 70th episode, where we talk about the Japanese Fan Fest.
Which will be the producer of the live there, blah, 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 words.
Yep. We're going to be getting Gathered Together on. Yay! To talk about the Japanese Fan Fest, have a shit ton of time. That'll probably be roughly about a 2-hour episode.
Nice. I can't wait, to be honest. I hope there's more penis houses. I'm so happy that was one of the first people ever to spot that out. And nobody can deny it because I have no idea, because I was watching the stream as it happened. I'm sure there was loads of people that did, because they looked like penises. And, you know, they're very easy to notice.
It's going to be a very, very late night for me in Chile, because we're going to be recording at 3 a.m. time. So,
won't it be like 4 a.m. for us? Wait, no. No, because remember, daylight savings.
Oh, shit, yeah. So it's going to be... Fuck!
4 a.m. stream! Whoop.
Damn it, I'm going to be sleeping all day Friday. Oh, well.
Talk about Friday. Last Friday, I did Palace of the Dead with Kira Wolf, one of the people I met at the last Fan Fest. I met her at the LBR after party, actually. Her and her boyfriend stream often on Kira Wolf. I did Palace of the Dead with her and two of her friends. And we, after about 10 hours of Palace of the Dead, 10 hours, we got to floor 193 and wiped.
Oh, rippy dippy.
So close.
Rippy bloody dippy right there.
See that tasty 200. And that bench, because it was like 4 a.m. in the morning. It's like, bench, I want to sit on you in real life and in game.
I just want to sleep.
I just want to find that bench and play dead and do that in real life too. Just go outside and put my bum up in the air. What's he doing? He must have been doing Palace of Dead, that guy.
Palace of Dead.
Actually, no, because I live next to a popular gay...
I live next to a couple of gay. I'm like,
no, a gay club. I live near a popular gay club in my town. So if I go outside at 4 a.m. in the morning on a Friday night and sleep with my ass up in the air,
oh, you fuck! Your hole's gonna be bigger. Well, at least they use lube, at least.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. But anyway, I got the mount though, in more ways than one.
Yeah, I saw the tweet.
Yeah, I was very happy.
Yeah, I was like, should I use it or should I sell it?
I still have it on my retainer.
just kind of sitting there.
It's like 40 million gil on Ultros. Yeah, it's like, if I use it, I'll have a shiny mount and I'll be like, yay, mount. And then inside, I'll be like, I could have had 40 million gil. And then if I sold it, I'll be like, I kind of want a shiny mount.
You know, I say that, it's like a big dilemma, like...
Yeah, so...
Fuck it, it's just staying in the retainer.
Instead, I'm giving it away to a friend.
Aww.
They know who they are, and they know the requirements of getting it. Basically, I've told them, because they've been trying to get it, but they're on a different server. I think you'll know who it is. But I won't say in case. Because I have an alt on Ultros, because I made it for the 3 days. Because, you know, if you make a character on a preferred server and level it up to 30, you get, I think it's 15 days of gay time for free.
Yeah.
So I made Ultras became a preferred server, so I made one on that just to get the extra days. Because leveling it to 30 took about an hour, so it's crazy. So what I'm going to do is, when if they don't get it before the free transfers happen, I'm going to transfer the alt over with the mount to the other server and just give it to them.
Oh, that's nice.
But, you know, I've given them, you know, they got until then to try.
To keep trying.
Yeah. Because it's still an expensive mount, and really, half of me wants to give it, half of it doesn't. It's like, 40 million gear, we imagine I can finally have my dream. I can finally have my dream, okay. Do you want to know what my dream is?
Harem.
A love hotel in Ultros.
Ah.
In the goblet. Yes.
The Love Hotel. Chili's
Love Hotel. I know it's a strange dream, but it's a dream that I have. And if I saw this, it'd come to fruition. But, I won't. I would feel too bad. I'm going to drop a code in the chat. Let's go with this. So, if remember, you can watch this live. Twitch.tv/MuggleGoAroundRadio, where I talk shit with Paul. Here's the Songbird emo. If you don't have it, go grab it.
Ooh, some Songbird.
Remember, though, we'll be announcing the winner of the Fat Cat Mount. Also, stupid meme review. I keep wanting to clap. Meme review. So we'll be announcing that later in the podcast, at the end of the podcast. In fact, by the time this goes live, the winners will already know who won the Fat Cat mount. And I'm going to announce another giveaway on this podcast too, after the winners are announced. So stay tuned. You're roboting. Roboting. Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
I am. Anyway. So. Live letter next week. I think we've already predicted everything that's going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to kill everyone.
Yeah, we're going to get Dancer. We're going to get new races. Maybe. It'll be interesting to see if the Hoglaf are true or not.
Probably not. It's probably going to be like a really like majestic, gay-looking...
Well, it's supposed to be looking like the Ronso. So, from Fantasy 10 and 10.2.
Yeah.
Remember, you can watch them play at SheHealsITank.com. but yeah, the Ronso from Fantasy 10. Which will be interesting. The only problem I have with that, though, is it's going to be very easy to tell who the male and female players are. You know how, right?
How?
I hate to be offensive, but I'm going to say that 90% of all male players... No, that might be a bit high, actually. 70% of all male players that pick the Ronso, you'll know they're Ronso because they'll have the biggest horn available. You know the horn that the Ronso have on their head? If they're male, they will have the biggest one.
Biggest.
You know, and then the other 40% will be 30% of people will be the people that are protesting that they're not the ones that will put the biggest horn on their head. We're like, no, I don't do that, mate. I'll have the smallest one. When in reality, they're thinking, man, I wish I'd gone for the biggest one.
Then you have that. Don't give a shit. And it's like, man, this looks good in my glamour.
Yeah.
It's mainly me. I love my glam. Glam, glam. Oh, no, like, I made a big decision. I'm sorry to all the NA peeps we know on Gilgamesh. I have decided in my infinite wisdom to keep my health roughly at the same level because I'm with three raid groups. Well, technically four raid groups if you count Tuesday nights where I do stuff with the Gilgamesh a lot.
Yeah, Umbra. Remember, they're having an event this weekend. So
they are. But I also announced in their Discord about when, obviously, Storm, Shadowbringer comes out, Booba will be my last character I will level. So that'll be around about like halfway through the expansion.
Yeah.
Mainly because I want to worry about my main and then my other alt, because I am progging with those two. I'm doing prog on weekends with my Gunbreaker group, and then I'm progging during the week with my Bard.
Yeah. Oh, Gilgamesh is probably going to be my last as well, because Ultros is my main. Then the Modern Hyperion I have to level up, because we need to. I need to be in locations for the podcast. So that means Gilgamesh has to be on the last choice, really, which sucks, because I really enjoy the people on the Gilgamesh server.
Is it like, you know, I won't like stop playing with them because I still do the Tuesday thing.
Yeah,
it's just that I know that they will not be. They won't be fast at leveling and getting stuff unlocked, because I know that the Gilgamesh FC Domedumbra is a very casual, laid back.
And no matter what, that's the one benefit that I must admit will always be great about Final Fantasy, is the fact that they allow you to catch up so easily.
Yeah.
You're never too far behind it. Once you reach the max level, you're going to catch up with the eye level pretty fast. You might not be the highest eye level possible compared to everyone else, but you're going to be decent enough to do every bit of content you need to do.
Yeah. It's just literally, just do the story, you unlock all the dungeons, and then doing the actual dungeons itself gives you so much like currency when it comes to...
Well, by the time that happens, you've also got your 24-man raids, you've got your crafted equipment, you know. They've got all your different ways.
First time as well, like doing them first time, you still get so much currency from that you could buy stuff quite easily. That, and then you still have to do, you know, expert, you know, level 70.
Yeah, 70 roulette, your expert roulette, hell, you can do leveling raids if need be. Yeah.
Like, you've got all that, and that's pretty good. And the dungeon gear, it's okay for starters. Like, what was it? Right now we're at 275.
Yeah, which will be really, you know.
No, sorry, 375, sorry.
Yeah, 375.
I was in Heaven's Ward for a second there.
Don't worry, I had a Zervan Extreme. I joined a farm pie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tank was like, why? I was like, sat here thinking, why is the tank not keeping hate from anybody ever? Looked at his equipment, 270. I'm like, yeah, it's okay for Zervan, but at the same time, you expected a tank when you join a farm pie where everyone's like
70, you know, max item levels.
No, he was 70 with 270 gear.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a mega yike to me.
Yeah. And then another group I joined, I don't know why I keep joining with tanks that are like this, had a 270 weapon, and I was like, oh, why you got that? Can't you equip something better? It's like, oh no, I'm here to farm light.
Oh.
I'm like, in a farm pie for mounts. I shut up because I didn't want to get banned, but I mean...
Yeah, I think they need to remove this new TOS, mainly because a lot of people in this game are snowflakes, and you might get banned for like not being aggressive. Like, I had that whole quarrel with that scholar.
Issue with you going to get light, but at the same time, don't join a party that's being designed to farm something as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when if he'd been a DPS, I would have had less issues. Because I know that sounds wrong, but the tank has to keep aggro so the DPS doesn't die. But if there's enough DPS doing damage, then you're not going to have issues with one or two, falling behind a little bit, because they're going to be picking up for other people. So if you got a farm light and you're a DPS, I wish you weren't joining my party, but I'm not going to complain. But if you're a tank where you got to keep aggro, I mean, he kept aggro because we all spammed diversion as soon as it was back up. But...
it's just like raid all over again.
I was fighting it. I was like, in my head, I was thinking of the little punch machine from Dragon Ball Z where they're like walking up. Goku's like walking up going, doink. they're all trying to look like normal people because they don't want to scare people off. So they just walk up to the machine and go, doink. I felt like that was Zervan. If I hit this servant too hard, I'm getting aggro. So I'm just going to walk up and go, doink! but I'm not going to name names, I'm sure they've got better gear now, hopefully, but... Don't do that, please.
Please, no.
You know, and just go do Satasha. Seriously, Satasha gives so much light now, and it takes literally minutes. Hell, it'll take seconds if you ask a friend to join you so you can open the doors. That's the fun part of Satasha, by the way. Satasha normal mode?
Yep.
Is literally pulling everything in the zone to the final boss. There's so many enemies that the game can't show them all. You've got to have a friend that opens the doors for you, but yeah, it's fun. I've literally done it as Monk. I've just run around picking up everything.
It's like... It's kind of sad right now because... We are in this content run where no one wants to play Final Fantasy right now because there is nothing to do in Final Fantasy. Unless you're raiding constantly. But, you know,
well,
if you're
you
a
know,
hardcore raider...
We've got a few people in our group that have decided they want to try Ooh-Ooh-Ooh-Ooh-Ooh.
I have been trying that on the side with this random group I've just been chilling with.
Nice.
But it's like I haven't been streaming that much on Moogaround, mainly because for my health. So I've had injuries on injuries, and mainly I haven't been feeling up to it. Mainly because there's not a game I want to play. I want to play Final Fantasy, but there's nothing new about it.
Yeah,
I still have the urge to play it.
I think my main reason for playing it is just because of my friends on it. That's it.
Yeah, it's something where it's like I have the urge to play it, but as soon as I get on there, I'm like, yeah, and no, there's like literally nothing for me to do, and I'm not going in Eureka. Going, go fuck yourself. And so I like can't.
I see. I want to finish BA as well. I've only ever got to AV, so I want to finish that. Because I want my Ozma mount that goes. And then I can shout, "Ozma's roll out."
Roll out.
Do, 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 do.
I've been like, it's like it's I would say it's same with WoW, but it kind of isn't. Like I go on there and I'm chilling with my girlfriend, I'm playing with my friends over there, you know, and you know we're just, you know, doing dungeons, PvP, raid, you know, like, that's fine. But as soon as like the new like expansion comes out for Final Fantasy, then I'll be fucking streaming a shit ton.
Like, well, yeah. Like I can't wait for Shadowbringers.
Like, are you streaming it over on...
Yeah, I'll be streaming on PSU, and I'll be helping with the review as well. So, yeah, I'll be doing content, a lot of content for Shadowbringers. As always, thanks to Nick Evans for all the information they give us. He's RPR contact, so thank you, Nick.
Good job, Nick. I don't know why, but people with the name Nick really go far in life.
They sure do. No, I know a couple of Nicks that didn't, actually. Yeah. Also, for some reason, I'm sat here in my hoodie. I don't know why. I feel cool.
I'm sitting here in, like, basically nothing.
Oh, my.
Because it is, you know, 69 episodes, so, yeah, I've got my
experience. Oh, my.
And this is why we don't have cameras, ladies and gentlemen. This is why.
No, if you do want to see me, I'm recently on Four Jerks Yelling on Digital Fiasco. So, that had my face on it.
Face. Oh.
Yeah, my ugly, ugly face.
Ah, it's not that ugly.
It's ugly. But at least I had the She Heals I Tank hat on, so.
Yeah, there you go. She Heals I Tank.
I had my poop hat.
Poop hat.
I wear that on every... After last year at FanFest, I now wear that on every camera appearance I make. Though I am thinking for the next camera show I'm going to be on, because that's next week, I'm not going to say what it is because he hasn't announced it yet, I might wear my Stetson hat.
Ooh.
If I can remember where I put my Stetson.
I think you told me, because you actually came and asked me about that.
Yeah.
So I know it is, but I ain't leaking that shit.
Yeah.
I ain't getting sued.
I know, I don't. I just think he wants to announce himself. I don't know. Who knows? There were two guests last time, so he's probably waiting for the second guest to confirm everything before he announces. So, man. I want to talk about Final Fantasy, but it's so dead. Oh, we're still progressing O12S. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. We had the pug last time because... Actually, no. Sunday, I went to go see Captain Marvel. So
nice. Now, we only run Wednesdays and Fridays, so...
Yeah, we only do the weekend. Yeah. With this new group, I'm running 4 days a week.
Nice.
That's why I said like I'm not going to be playing on Google that much because I will be progging like a shit ton. This is going to be raids. Yeah. What I can't wait for, honestly, is to prog again. Like, we're still progging now. We're still doing stuff. In a core, like pushing, like trying, like not go for world first, but gonna be hard to get server first.
Yeah.
We're gonna get first, but we're gonna try. So with this group I'm with, it's a lot of fun because I'm playing Bard, and I'm playing tank, like. Nearly all this expansion.
Do you think one of your healers are going to switch to Dancer?
Hopefully, if it gets announced. They have been.
Healers are going to fight on who gets to be Dancer. Because you don't want two of the same healer.
I think our Dragoon in my weekend static.
Yeah.
Dragoon wants to be a healer.
Yeah.
And so I think the Scholar is going to change to, I think, Summoner.
Oh, cool.
I think our bard there is going to be like a samurai. So I don't know.
Hey, at least by changing it to a summoner, they don't have to level up anything. They go, oh, we level up scholar, and I'm done.
Yeah. But obviously, well, we're going to be leveling up anyway because it's going to be a fucking 80, but... It's going to be interesting.
I still think the earring is going to work from 70 to 71, so please make sure you have that equipped. Because it says the end of the earring you get for pre-ordering Shadowbringers.
Yeah.
Because when you read the description, it says item level 70 and below. So I feel like it's going to work for 70 to 71.
That's good.
So, although you will have lower stats because the stats are lower than what we're right now. Even though it scales up, it only goes up to about eye level 270 gear, I think. Well, 290, I think, actually. 290, sorry. Because it's about the same as the Alamigo stuff. Alamigo!
For Alamigo!
I worked out that we should get to, what, 530-something next expansion at the end of it. Which...
Okay, so at the end of it, because obviously we're at, like, 400 now.
Yeah.
So do you think they're going to do that for every expansion, where they're going to leave it on, like, a high?
Well, yeah, we're going up each time, so...
But if you remember what was it? When did we finish Heaven's Ward? We didn't finish 300, did we? We
finished Heaven's Ward about 270.
270 and 275 depends if you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raid and shit.
But that's 130 levels. So another 130 levels would be 535.
Yeah, and then we came in 300, well, 290.
Yeah.
Then 300.
Yeah.
When the actual gear, like, well, there was gear out and stuff, but.
Yeah. Which means that I'm hoping I can call this now because I've used my brain with science. We're going to end the next expansion, not Shadowbringers, but the expansion after this, at 665. Which means Square Enix should make a devil. They should add one eye level just to make the weapon 666.
Yeah, and that's when we have fucking a Dante fucking crossover, you know, Devil May Cry crossover.
Well, no, make it based on Zodiac. Yeah, eye level 666 weapons in the next expansion, next expansion confirmed by Chile. Even Square Enix doesn't know this.
Even Square Enix themselves don't know.
No, if I'm right, I'm scared and confused.
Just scared and confused.
At the same time.
Oh, no, no, no. Ugh. I don't know. I can't wait. It's going to be... It's going to look good. It's going to look good. I'm going to be hype as shit. 24-hour stream of fucking leveling fucking Gunbreaker and then...
How much maintenance is going to happen now? I hopefully the server changes will mean that there won't be as many issues.
I'm hoping so.
I'm calling a 48-hour maintenance altogether though as well before the launch. 24 hours with the early access, 24 hours for retail.
Yeah, we are literally going to pick up a game.
There's loads of games out there.
Yeah. So what game comes out quite close to it?
I'm not going to buy anything close to it because I'm going to be broke. I bought the Shadowbringers Collector's Edition, mate. £185. And I only bought it because I wanted the playing cards. Because I'm mental.
But playing cards, though.
Yeah.
Playing cards.
Yeah.
That's the ruin game there.
I know, I wish instead of playing cards, they were triple triad cards or astrologian cards. That would have been cool. Also, I really hope the art book is just blank. I want them to do that. I know they said there's going to the actual art in the art book because it was just a demonstration book in the fan fest. You know, to show, ooh, look, this is what's going to be in it. No, I just want it to be a blank book. The art is just like, look at my amazing white pages.
It's going to be like, look. Look.
Look, the art book has too much light and is now white. The light calamity has also hit the art book. Please be excited. I'm also looking at going to KoopoCon this year.
KoopoCon?
Yeah. Yeah, so tickets go on sale on the 22nd, if I'm right. I was going to buy the VIP, but I've decided to stick with the standard cheaper tickets just because it's an expensive year for me and travel is expensive. It's like London is like £125 on train.
Oh, fuck, I hate London.
Really? I like London, but then I don't get to visit often, so.
It's hella busy, though.
Yeah. But I it's where I was born, mate.
He's a Liverpool, not Liverpool, fucking London boy.
I was born in Bromley.
Oh, Bromley!
Bromley.
I was born in Belfast. Really different.
The mean streets of Bromley.
London. No, not the mean streets.
Now, actually, where I lived was actually quite rough.
How did you survive?
Like, the hospital? You used to actually have to have police escorts to get in.
God.
Yeah, because there'd just be lineups of people outside of it. And yeah, it was not a nice place. That's why I moved. But sometimes I still miss London. So it's all the shops are open at any time. It's like now it's 1 a.m. I could go out and get my hair cut. I don't know why, but I could.
I don't know why, but... I could if I wanted to.
I mean, if my TV broke down, I could go out and buy a new one. Please don't break down TV. I love you.
Please don't do it. Please no.
But yeah. So, I guess I should announce the winners of the Fatter Cat Minion. Now, God damn it, I keep saying Minion. I did a giveaway on Twitter, which we announced on the previous Moogle Go Around Radio. # Nico Meowtzer.
Nico Meowtzer.
And the winners, drum roll, because I'm too cheap to add actual drum rolls. Kazuki Yoruchi. And Luna Dragon, congratulations on your Fat Account mounts. I will be contacting you after this show has finished recording, So you'll get it before it goes live, but you'll also get it after it's gone live. Because time! But we should do another giveaway. By we, I should be me. You know that they've got a new minion for the next FanFest, right?
Have they?
Yeah, Aerith minion. Because to finish the line of Cloud, Tifa, and Aerith. So, I'm going to say... tweet me, hashtags, nice stick. No, hashtag, shiny stick. For a chance to win an Aerith minion. Let me just make sure nobody's tweeting that. Look, I'm very professional. I think of it on the fly. Like professionals. No, that's not you're how professional works, right? Is it? No, you're right. So, if you tweet me hashtag shiny stick, you will have a chance to win one of four Aerith minions. Yeah. Also, remember to again tweet it to at @MGR_chili. And that's hashtag shiny stick.
Shiny stick.
I never mind people using that. And about. No, I can't use that because people using it for. Yeah, I'm not using that then. Sorry, let's try this again.
Chilies. Little chili stick.
Little chili stick. Yeah, fuck it. Hashtag little chili stick. So hashtag little chili stick for a chance to win. An Aerith minion.
A tip.
Just a tip. Chance to win a tip. Yay.
There you go. See, easy.
Yeah, I looked up hashtag shiny stick and people were like, I did a rectal exam. Hashtag shiny stick.
I did a rectal exam. Did people tweet that? Oh, yeah, I just had my prostate checked.
Hashtag shiny stick.
Hashtag shiny stick.
I think one was, I'm a princess, bitch. Hashtag shiny stick.
How does that even come with a shiny stick?
Oh, yeah, I'm a fairy princess, bitches. Hashtag fairy bliss. Hashtag shiny stick. Hashtag sexy stuff.
Jesus Christ. I fucking hate Twitter. I fucking hate it.
Oh god, this is just as bad. But remember, this is all an 18+. This is a mature podcast. Yep. Only gone and got myself a dick jazzle. Hashtag shiny stick.
Fucking dick jazzle.
Oh boy. Hashtag shiny stick. Hashtag excitement.
Get out. That is one shiny stick.
Oh my god. We used to get a special payment for rectal exams. Not allowed to them these days. Hashtag shiny stick. Hashtag frost cabinet.
Well, the deep dark secrets of a stick, apparently. People use shiny sticks in way different ways.
Those tweets were from 2013.
Oh god. God.
Yeah.
That was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Jesus, I feel old. Actually, no I don't, because
I am old.
I think I'm like the youngest Final Fantasy podcaster. Actually, I could be the youngest. That's who knows. Who fucking knows? Actually, no. Any up and coming podcasts that I should know about that has a young person?
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
By the way, I was listening to Aether Media's Flow Media's podcast recently. That was pretty cool. So yeah, go check out Aether Flow Media. They're nice people. Hashtag shiny stick.
Hashtag shiny bloody stick. Wait, have you guest hosted on that yet?
No, I don't guest host on everything, Paul. I haven't guest hosted on Stay of the Realm yet either. So, or Limit Break Radio. I know I've been on Limit Break Radio, but I'm not actually hosted. So, I'll half count that. Oh, I guess I hosted the after party for a little bit, for like 5 minutes.
For like 5 minutes.
I was there. Hello, everyone. Bye.
I'm Chilly. Ah!
Yeah, it was me, Gather Together. No, me, Shields I Tank, and Mr. Happy and Sly.
Mr. Happy.
I still find it weird that they only gave Mr. Happy that short amount of time. Oh, well.
Maybe because they wanted to give everyone equal time.
Anyway, it was good. I enjoyed the LBR after party. Remember, they've rebranded, and you can go check them out now. With yeah.
Yeah. Checkpoint Radio.
No, what's good? They're still doing LBR.
I keep forgetting they still do LBR.
Yeah. Well.
So bad sometimes. Yeah. I even follow them on fucking.
I do as well because I like to listen in. So, when I can, anyway. Because Sundays are busy for me. So.
I'm even awake on Sundays. That's how most people I see.
Sunday, it's like, okay, it's 8 o'clock. Time to record forever.
Time to record till Monday.
Yeah, literally.
Till Monday.
So yeah, they've got the fan gathering in the Netherlands. They've got the fan gathering tomorrow in Glasgow. There's some fan fantasy events going on.
Yeah, a couple of meetups here and there. Won't be going to them myself, but
yeah, I was thinking about it, but. It's expensive.
It's really expensive.
It's 100 and something plus hotel just to meet. I know it sounds weird just to meet people, but for a day trip, nah. Especially as I play on North American servers. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to talk me only on being on sometime. That'd be cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're supposed to do that at the beginning of the year and then.
By the way, a shout out to Mione for saying he enjoys the show.
Wait, who enjoys the show?
Mione.
Mione?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He says he puts the podcast on to do while he does Eureka. So, thank you. I enjoy your. I seriously enjoy all your content. So. And I'm happy that we can bring entertainment to that, the thing that is Eureka.
We need to have Mon. We need to talk about you. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Ah, there's my fellow host falling over. Oh God, we've created the Joker!
Holy shit! And I went fucking flying off my chair. I was so happy there were boxes behind me. Holy shit, I thought I had a heart attack. That would have been another hospital trip. I'm okay, though. Not dead.
That's good. I can't host this on my own. I mean, I hope you're okay.
I'm fine other than having a brief heart attack. It's fine.
So, it's just a standard Moogle go around radio, then?
Yeah. But no, that's awesome that he puts us on whilst doing
Eureka. Eureka.
Because everybody needs something, and I'm surprised he wants to watch us.
Yeah, no.
that's really cool.
That's crazy.
We'll definitely have to have him on for definite.
Yep. And I think you teased the fact that we're getting the crew on next time as well.
The crew, yes. Well, I didn't tease it. I literally.
Yeah, I announced it.
I'm just announcing it. It was just.
Ooh.
On the 28th. 28th, but 29th for us.
2 days before Mother's Day.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Fuck.
For us, by the way. Not shit. For you North Americans.
Shit! Damn it. On the 28th, that'll be this episode 70 of Mooga Round. We'll have the Gather Together. Gather Together on, and we are going to be talking the fucking hell out of Japanese Fan Fest. So
it's going to be cool.
It's going to be hella cool.
It's going to be much cooler than this episode where we talked about literally nothing somehow for an hour. We've done really good.
That's what we're good at, to be fair. There's nothing. Well, we can keep on going. And then me nearly, you know, falling out of my chair.
Content.
Content. That was...
Hashtag shiny stick.
Hashtag shiny stick. I just went like straight back. Yeah, just lift me up.
Yeah.
That's scary to think.
So, what are you looking forward to? Oh, Barry, are you looking forward to the new trial? In the next patch.
Yes and no. Yes, because I don't know what the fuck it is. No, because I don't know what the fuck it is. Because I'm really oblivious to anything.
Well, it's Yojimbo.
Yojimbo?
Yeah, Yojimbo. Which is a Hildebrand questline trial, by the way, so make sure you've done your Hildebrands.
Ah, yes.
Which I'm done yet, so. I love Hildebrand, so I've been waiting until they've all come out so I can just do them all in a row and enjoy them as God intended. In actual, yeah, without having to wait like 6 months. So, I guess we'll end it here. Very short episode, I guess, but.
Well, yeah, it was going to be a short episode because there was not really much to talk about.
No, not really. Not at all.
It was more just announcements.
Next one's going to be long, though, because of all the announcements. Announcements of the pre-announcements. Yay.
What we're hoping to achieve is either a whole hour. Will definitely be a whole hour. But an hour and, like, a half.
Yeah.
Because I know, I think it was Ruby that said that they had work the next day, so I don't want to keep them for too long.
Yeah.
You know, because they need sleep too, unlike us.
We are monsters.
Apparently don't need sleep, because we're going to be doing it at 4 fucking a.m.
We sure will be. I'll be honest, though, because I don't sleep that well, I actually had more trouble doing, like, when I did Work Two Games recording at 9 a.m. in the morning, that was more of a struggle for me.
Oh, God.
Because I'm so used to being up at night because of the stuff I do. So when people's like, oh, I need you at 7 a.m, I'm like, when did they invent that time?
When did they invent this? Wait, what?
I thought it went 10, 11 to 4 a.m. and then it went to 10 a.m. again. When did 7 a.m. exist?
When did this 7 exist?
Why did... Who invented that? I must murder them.
I must kill
them. What? It's a 24-hour clock? Oh, okay. Thank you.
No. But yeah. So, stay tuned. Congratulations to all those winners of...
You know what? Because of so many people who like the fat cat mount, I'm going to add a fat count to the it giveaway. So you've got a chance to win a fat cat as well.
Jesus Christ, Chili.
You can win a fat cat mount and 4 minions.
Do you not hear the warnings? The warnings of Twitter.
You will be able to win all the things with hashtag Chili's little stick.
You fucking... KK McLeod. you know, Keith, he's just like, nah, you don't need to give out more. Do separate giveaways if you really want.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a separate giveaway. This wasn't going to be more to this one. This is going to be more to the next one. So, hashtag Chili's Little Stick.
I can't wait to see Twitter in the morning.
Remember to tweet MoogleAround Radio or at MGR _ Chili.
Mainly do it Chili.
Yeah, do it at Chili.
Then he knows. Yeah. Then he knows.
Then I know. Then I can put you on my magic list.
Of getting the stick.
Yeah. So, you've got any shout-outs?
I have loads. I don't. But... shout out to Flatus for getting some big.
Yeah, there's some big things coming with Maelstrom Radio soon.
It's not with that, but with the sustainability that obviously, yeah. If you follow him on Twitter, he was having some issues and stuff, and he's got all that sorted out. He looks a bit more happier.
Yeah,
he's been getting to the gym a lot as well. You know, he's
getting fit. Know,
yeah, he's working on his health like he should be.
Yeah.
And not worrying about...
I really should. I'm a fat bastard.
Same, and I still go. And it's,
But seriously, we love you, Flatus.
We do.
Thank you for everything you've done for Moogle Go Around Radio. I don't know if you actually listen to us, but I want to say thank you. From the bottom of my heart. You really have done so much for us.
He has. He's done so much. Apparently we've done so much for him, but I don't remember doing anything.
I don't remember doing anything for him either. So,
do you remember? No, I don't remember.
Hell, he let me stay in his hotel, well, the Airbnb last year for FanFest, so I am forever in his debt. Forever.
Yeah, I'm eternally grateful.
So, thank you.
So, you're like one of the alien squeak toys.
You saved our lives, we're eternally grateful. The claw! The claw.
Fuck, I love Toy Story. Also, big shout out to Girl Together as well, because they're going to be coming on the Moogle Round, and this will be their first time.
Oh, yeah. God, we're going to scare them off, aren't we?
Probably.
With penis houses.
Penis houses, wankers, and cats.
Oh, the fun of feet of Moogle Round Radio.
And hopefully they get... They might get the UK references. Yeah. Who knows?
We'll confuse them with fanny packs.
Yeah.
Or as you call them in England, as we call them in England, bum bags.
Bum bags. Bum bags. Also, just a big shout out to anyone. Don't know why I said anyone.
Yeah, especially anyone that listens.
Yeah, just anyone that listens.
How can they contact you?
They can contact me at PaulMetal1 on Twitter. I still don't get any wanting to... Hey, Paul, do you want to guest host? No, I don't get any of that.
Go on, ask Paul to guest host something. Come on, guys.
They won't.
Do it.
I am a loose cannon half the time. But also, I do sometimes go on the Moogle Round Twitter as well, at Moogle Round, so you see me there. Yeah, or on Discord at Fucking Ranged. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to shout out to everyone that's been watching us today, such as, I saw someone called Teherstra, Elliot, and Kooky Persona. So thank you to both of you for watching us. Shout out to Mione. I hope to get you on the show soon enough because you're a nice guy and I enjoyed chatting with you on Shields of Tank. So go check out Shields of Tank also, where they stream on the Wednesday, Friday, and occasionally on the Sunday now. So Wednesday is their Puzzle Dead Night, Friday is the podcast, and Sunday is like between the RV and Pete Final Fantasy 10 stream or Pete streams near Automata. Automatomatoes. Auto-tomatoes.
I need to actually work on that.
I was going to play it, but then I realised I'm just going to watch Pete play it.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch Pete play it.
saves me money. Though it's a great game, so if you do enjoy it, please go buy it. But it saves me money. Shout out to anyone that's listening, seriously, and I hope you all enter the competition. Maybe I can get some of the entries to actually join the podcast. Because we've got 36 entries for the giveaway, by the way.
Damn.
Yeah, that's the most entries I've ever had, so please, please come listen. Please, please give me some more. I mean, more listeners means bigger giveaways, I guess. Not really.
Giveaways mean bigger listeners.
Yeah.
Take that out of context, whatever you want.
Yeah. Anyway, I love you all for listening. A shout out to everyone, really, as he did. You can follow me, MGR_chili. Remember to tweet me, #chili's little stick, for a chance to win a fat cat mount or 4 Aerith minions. Ooh. Though if you have bought them and you are a winner, please contact me and I will give you something of equal value. So if you want the Aerith minion and you say, oh, I've won that, can I have a fat cat mount? No, you can't have that. But if you say, oh, I've won that, can I get the cloud minion? You may have that. So good luck. Or if you say, oh, I don't like Aerith, I prefer Tifa. I'll be like, okay, sure, why not? Why did you enter? But still, sure, why not? So until our next episode, where we'll actually have content to talk about, yay! We didn't have to make stuff up this next week. Yay!
We're so damn good at it.
We're damn good. So until then, remember, we love you, Nando's.
Hell yeah.
Hashtag make sponsor us.
Yeah, please. We're good for it. Trust.
Yeah. I'll even eat Nando's. Actually, no, I can't do that. I would love to eat Nando's on the podcast, but I can't do that. So until next time, have a good move. Oh, by the way, for those that are offended by the joke I made about being outside with the gay club, I'm sorry if you're offended by that. I didn't mean it that too offensively, by the way. I just want to clear that up. You know, I know some people could have been offended by that, so I just wanted to clear that up.
To be fair, if our viewers or decide to watch this and have been offended by like the first few episodes of Moving Around,
I just want to clear that up, though, because I don't mean it in an offensive way. I just mean it in a jokey way.
So, yes, it's all jokes here. You know, we're not very politics.
No. So until next time, where I hopefully won't offend people with jokes. I am Chili, and he is Sexy Paul. And you've been listening to #Chili's Little Stick. I mean, we'll go around radio. Bye.
Same thing.
#ShinyStick.